A while back, Leslie Livingston was at Astra, I believe is what it was, and she spoke to Canadian author Doug Smith, whose stories have appeared in, I guess over 70 magazines and anthologies. He writes short stories, so he talked to Leslie about writing short fiction and his first crack at writing a novel, which is called Spirit Dream. So here's Leslie with Doug Smith.
Okay, first of all, tell me what you write.
I write short fiction. It's genre fiction. I've written science fiction, fantasy, horror, slipstream, and a lot of stuff that probably crosses the borders of all of those. I am writing my first novel right now, which is, I'd call it contemporary fantasy. It's integrates Ojibwe and Cree myths with my own shapeshifter species and around a murder mystery with some native Indian current issues, environmental destruction themes.
So nothing too ambitious then?
No, not at all. It's a brilliantly simple choice for my first novel. I'm a total idiot for trying to bite off that much, but I'm almost finished it, so most of the, I hope the pain is behind me.
That's fantastic. Now, You write a lot of short fiction.
A lot of short fiction.
What draws you to that particular format?
I think when I started, it was sort of a semi-intelligent conscious choice and combined with fear. I always wanted to be a writer. I always loved science fiction and fantasy. And I thought I should try something small to find out if I can actually do this, as opposed to spend, you know, probably a couple of years trying to write a novel and then find out I totally sucked at it. So it was partly that, but it was also the advice at the time, which I still think holds, is get some cred in with some short fiction sales, with some pro markets, try to get on some award lists, and then when you actually are finally marketing your great American novel or Canadian novel, you'll be able to get out of the slush pile and be able to find an agent, get an editor to a publisher to look at you.
So. Okay, well, and it's obviously worked pretty well for you so far, because I know you have you've sold a lot of stuff.
I have I've sold over 100 pieces of short fiction. That counts reprints. Just finding lately that, you know, I'd start a short story and it would end up being 5,000, 6,000, 8,000, 12,000 words, and everything I was writing was getting longer and longer. So it seemed an appropriate time to
move into the novel format.
Yeah,
that's cool. Speaking of awards, I know that you are nominated for an Aurora.
I'm on, the Aurora Award is a Canadian speculative fiction award. Mm-hmm. I'm nominated this year for one of my short stories. It's called The Dancer at the Red Door, and it was in an anthology that great Canadian author Julia Trineda and another Canadian author and budding editor Jenna Panicia edited. Mm-hmm. I've won the Aurora twice in the past. And I was as a finalist for something called the John W. Campbell Award for Best New Writer. It was back in 2001.
Do you find you have to sort of shift your mindset from writing short fiction to writing long fiction? Is the process similar to you? Is it different to you? How does that work for you?
I guess the most obvious comment is longer. I just found I had to do something I didn't do, I've never done for short stories, and that's I had to do an outline. I had to spend a lot more time on making the plot work, partly because it's a mystery and sort of the sequence of when things are revealed was important. I spent a lot more time on plotting, making sure the separate character lines were going to integrate at an appropriate time.
Mm-hmm. Now, short fiction, who reads that? Like, is it still widely read? I mean, short fiction used to be serialized in magazines, that kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now it's in anthologies, and I mean, obviously, you're doing well by it. You seem to.
Well, you're never going to get rich at it. I mean, the big magazines, if you look at their readership, it's going down. The circulation is going down year after year after year. There's fewer of the big pro markets. There are more online markets. But I think overall, the short fiction is the readership is dropping.
Which is unfortunate.
I think it's unfortunate because I think it's still the best way for, and the easiest way for beginning writers to, you know, get their first sale.
Right.
It's a lot easier getting a short story sold, or always was, than getting the first novel sold. So, and it's a way where you learn your craft and sort of build up your creds and build up your network of people who start to know you and you start to know in the industry too.
So why speculative fiction?
I just always read that stuff. So, you know, I was a kid who grew up on comic books and superheroes, and I guess I graduated to, you know, the Heinlein juveniles and then devoured all of Asimov and Heinlein and Bradbury and Clark in high school, and then got away from it for a bit, but sort of mid-university got hooked on, you know, Dune and some of the other ones at the time and just got back into it. And then at some point I said, "Dad, I'm going to stop saying I've always wanted to write, and I'm actually going to sit down and start to do it."
All right. So. It's worked out pretty well for you.
So far, you know, I'm not a novelist like some people. hopefully, yeah. So I'm almost finished the first novel, and that'll be kind of a new journey. It felt like starting over again, that you know, it was a totally new form, and I just felt like I was starting all over again. There's some things you can transfer from short fiction, but... you know, and it seems obvious. It's just bigger, and there's just more things to, more balls to keep in the air at the same time.
Right. Well, the mythological aspect of it sounds really interesting.
Yeah, and it's the concern I have with it is I'm writing about Native Indian myths, Cree and Ojibwe, and in modern time, and so I'm always concerned that I'm being respectful for the material. Respectful of the culture, because, you know, there's the issue of a white guy appropriating another culture that he's never lived in. So I've tried to do my research. I spent spent time in a northern Ontario town. I stayed at a bed and breakfast while I was there that was run by an Ojibwe First Nation reserve, and interviewed as many of the people there as I could. So I'm still concerned. I'm hoping it'll be accepted. I'm going to have some of my first readers with either Ojibwe or Cree background, and make sure I'm at least getting it right, and that they don't feel that I'm either saying things I shouldn't or saying things incorrectly, or just not dealing with the issues the way they should be.
Well, good luck with it, and I'm looking forward to reading it.
Thank you very much. I hope you will.
So.